radio listeners, this is a Kmart special. The blue light is on.
Blue light special?
It's a blue light special here on the Good Day program. A lot of special things in this hour, including an appearance in a few minutes by Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who will update us on the medical news of the week that is significant. Then later on, another doctor.
It's a doctor hour of power.
It's the doctor hour. Is there a doctor in the house? Yes, there is.
Do you need problems with your brain or you got problems with your body? We got you covered.
Or maybe
or
body.
Both.
Yeah, right, yeah. Talk to Joy Brown later on in this hour of Good Day. The aforementioned, I shouldn't make reference to something that happened earlier because some of you may or may not have been listening, so I'll start from scratch.
Recap.
Yes, recapping the story from Connecticut where a couple was having trouble choosing their new baby's name, and they didn't want to use North because it had already been taken. So, what did they do? Mm-hmm. They turned to Starbucks.
Yes.
Jennifer James and Mark Dixon, expecting their first child in September. According to the newspaper report, they'd been struggling between Logan and Jackson, because they know it's going to be a boy. So they placed signs around the local Starbucks asking customers to cast their votes. The couple received about 1,800 votes and several write-ins. Let's see, they have Obama, Jebediah, Lincoln. Somebody put a write-in named Webster. Turns out the name Logan was favored by most customers, although both names won out in the end. So now it's going to be Logan Jackson Dixon. Logan.
It's a mouthful.
Jackson Dixon. That is actually, I kind of like that. Logan Jackson Dixon. So how did you pick your children's names? Kenny, you married into children, so you didn't get a chance to pick.
Right, Jennifer, I got used kids. They came with names.
Right. So do you know, did your parents tell you why they named you Ken? Kenneth?
Yeah, my mother's father passed away a few months before I was born, so I got his initials.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
KK?
KS.
KS.
KSK.
Yes. KSK. Huh.
Thank goodness they didn't name you with the K middle name.
Yeah.
Then you'd be the right. KKK, which would be bad.
I think somebody may have put some thought into that, Jennifer, before you did, but
bad.
I'm only guessing
I hope so.
On that. All right, so Jennifer, how'd you get to be named Jennifer?
It was really the only name I think they could agree on. I think Vanessa was an option.
Really? No, you're not a
Vanessa. No.
And you're
then
a Jennifer.
I am a Jennifer. And then my middle name is after my Aunt Catherine. I'm Jennifer Kathleen, and my aunt, after my Aunt Catherine on my mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
My dad used to always torture me, though, when I was a kid. And he used to tell me that he was going to name me Bathsheba. And so he used to he used to call me that. He used to make me so mad.
Bathsheba. Yeah. I think it's very interesting. My given name is Dudley, and I was named for my great-uncle, who was the commander of a submarine in World War II. I've told the story a number of times. He was the commander of the USS Wahoo that was responsible for sinking more Japanese tonnage in the first half of the war than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet. And he went into the movie Destination Tokyo. It was about him and the sub crew getting in through the gates in Tokyo and blasting the hell out of the ships there and getting out. And then he went down in the straits of the Sakhalin, north of Sakhalin Island, in only 300-400 feet of water. It's really interesting, and I know I've told this story on the air, how when his sub was actually discovered, the Russians knew it had been there since 1984, but about 4 or 5 years ago, they actually made it public. So there was a commemorative event. I couldn't get to it. But one of the people who showed up at the event was the captain of the what amounted to a PT boat, what Japan had that basically was like our PT boats, that was responsible for sinking the sub. They found the captain of that boat. He was like 100 years old or something, and he was at the commemorative event, which I thought was pretty interesting. Anyway, there are all kinds of reasons for you picking the name that you have, or your parents' reason for picking the name that you have, your names, your children's names. So our poll today at DougStephan.com asks how you picked your names, the children that you have. We, for Brendan and Megan, we just wanted two names that sounded well with Stephan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Brendan and Megan...
Very Irish of
you. Yep. So anyway, the options here from which you may pick... We used favorite family names.
Mm-hmm.
We picked a celebrity name. That happens a lot. We used baby name books. We just pick random names that we liked, or maybe other reasons that you picked your children's name. But think about that. We'd be curious to know. Sound off. Yesterday's poll has to do with the amount of money that you have set aside in case there's an emergency. How many months of emergency savings do you have? 27% said you didn't have any. 25% said between 1 and 3 months. 24% said 12 months. 15% said between 3 and 6 months. And 10% said between 6 and 12 months. So that's the fallback position. And those of you who are in families where you got trust funds, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Trust fund babies.
Yep.
That's what I want to be when I grow up.
There you go. I'm not sure how you're going to get there, Jennifer.
I know.
Let me know if you get there.
If I figure it out, I'll sell the secret. It'll be
yeah,
good.
Exactly. Speaking of secrets, there are some medical things that have been very secret up until now. Dr. Ken exposes the medical secrets of the week in the Maine just a moment from now on Good Day.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo from $1.39, plus incredible deals on our best laminates, vinyl wood plank, cork. Every floor is on sale. Angus special financing. Don't miss it. End-of-quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Mark your calendar for Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A full weekend of great big savings. Like 40 to 50% off all swimwear for the family. 30 to 50% off all Jennifer Lopez, Elle, and LC Lauren Conrad. 50% off all Carter's and Oshkosh Bagosh playwear. And 10 to 33% off kitchen electrics. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Save Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Always so pleased to talk to Ken with his updates, with his knowledge, with his expertise. So we are going to get to any number of things. People still wondering about Gandolfini and his passing, and you have actually found out what his last meal was, Ken.
We have the results from the autopsy. 51-year-old James Gandolfini died from a massive heart attack. The autopsy, Doug, revealed his last meal. Are you ready for this? Eight alcoholic beverages, including 4 shots of rum, 2 pina coladas, and 2 beers. He also had consumed 2 orders of fried king prawns and an order of foie gras. So apparently 2,700 calories and this incredible high dose of saturated fat and a ton of alcohol.
Wasn't he with his child when all this happened? That's a lot of alcohol. But, okay, so I have to ask you a question about this, Dr. King, because you always hear about, you know, what their last meal was. Does that really push you over the edge, or is it a lifetime of abuse that does that?
Both. There's good science that if you have plaque inside the circulation to your heart, the coronary is the number one killer of America, and if you have a very, very high fat meal, you can suddenly increase the inflammation in the circulation to the heart and rupture these plaques.
So
and
you
that's
put off
happens.
Yourself with the
Absolutely.
Last meal. Interesting.
Wow. All right. The quest for a perfect sleep drug. What's the latest
yes,
there?
Please.
Insomnia, Doug and Jennifer, it's a big problem here in America. An estimated 25% or more face a bout of insomnia in a given year, and at least 1 in 10 suffers the chronic form of the disorder, routinely facing a sleepless night. So the good news is there's a new drug by Merck that's expected to gain American approval in the coming months, even as the main competitor, we're talking about Ambien, is growing going under growing scrutiny by regulators and doctors for sometimes dangerous side effects. This new drug, it's called suvorexant, and it'll affect a different part of the brain than a generation of older medicines such as Ambien and Halcyon, most of which depress brain activity. The hope is that suvorexant will cause fewer side effects than any of the older counterparts.
All right, sort of an update on the continuing saga of what happens to your brain when you have a concussion in sports or other related activities. So this brain injury that takes place could be the precursor to a stroke, according to this research, Ken?
Exactly. Medical Journal of Neurology this week, Doug, while stroke risk is usually tied to older adults, an amazing 20% still occur in those under 65. People who have a traumatic brain injury may be more likely to suffer a stroke in current. Traumatic brain injury may be as big a risk factor as high blood pressure. So, mom and dad, please ask all the coaches what they are doing to help prevent head injuries in any of the sports that your kids participate in.
All right, now, on the other side of this, there's a new combination of drugs, apparently, that can reduce the risk of a stroke after you've had one.
Good news out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week, Doug, that after suffering a stroke or a mini stroke, patients are usually given just aspirin to prevent clots that can cause another stroke, but adding the drug Plavix to the mix during the first 3 months can reduce the risk of a second stroke by nearly a third over aspirin alone. However, long-term use of Plavix is not effective for stroke prevention.
All right, and there's now a vaccine that's designed to combat type 1 diabetes, which is the more dangerous of the two, isn't it?
Exactly. Medical breakthrough of the week, the month, Science Translational Medicine. This was published in a clinical trial of a vaccine designed to combat type 1 diabetes, has delivered initially promising results. The vaccine appears to selectively counter the errant immune response that causes type 1 diabetes. We think of the immune system attacking the pancreas where these beta cells are made that make insulin. Those getting the vaccine suffered less ongoing destruction of these beta cells, which produce and secrete the hormone insulin after meal, than those given a placebo injection. This vaccine is a new concept in shutting off a specific immune response rather than turning on a specific immune response as conventional vaccines for, say, influenza or polio aim to do.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who bring you PT9, a prostate formula that actually works.
Doug, prostate issues are simply a natural part of growing older. The urgency, weak flow, and the absolute worst, waking up repeatedly to go to the bathroom. The good news is many natural ingredients can control these annoying symptoms. Salpamedo can help, pumpkin seed oil, beta-sitostero, lycopene, zinc, selenium, and vitamin D. Any of these wonderful ingredients can help with the symptoms and health of your prostate. But PT9 has all of them. That's why it's working better than anything you've ever tried. So stop wasting your money, and for the best results, try the best product. It's that simple.
That simple. And if that's not enough, PT9 will also boost your testosterone level as well. Call 800-811-6931 to get this marvelous product, PT9. Try it for yourself risk-free, 800-811-6931. If it doesn't work for you, you'll get your money back, no questions asked. Call now, 800-811-6931. Dr. Ken recommended PT9, 800-811-6931.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Song that went number one during this week in 2003 for her. When did she win American Idol? Was it the first year?
It was the first year. Wasn't it like 2000-ish?
Yeah, I think it was 2000. Yeah,
2000, 2001, somewhere in there.
So she had how many hits before this? Anybody know?
She had a couple. This was one of... Actually, I think this might have been her first hit, come to think of it. Yeah.
Number one during this week in 2003, Kelly Clarkson and Miss Independent, 25 past the hour, on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, you and your thoughts. Here is a highlight of our web work today. Every day we produce a video of the day. We don't produce it. We put it on and... usually been produced by somebody else, in fact. Although we ought to start producing. We should start our own production center, not only for radio, but for television as well. Anyway, the video today comes from James Headley, who's a writer and a director. It shows the different ways men and women try to handle a problem there. You got to see it, but because we can't bring you the sight and sound on the radio, we can bring you the sound. So here's enough of it to probably intrigue you, so you'll go to DougSteffen.com and look at the actual video of the day.
It's just, there's all this pressure, you know? And sometimes it feels like it's right up on me, and I can just feel it, like literally feel it in my head, and it's relentless, and I don't know if it's going to stop. I mean, that's the thing that scares me the most, is that I don't know if it's ever going to stop.
Yeah. Well, you do have a nail in your head.
It is not about the nail.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, I'll bet if we got that out of there...
Stop trying to fix it.
No, I'm not trying to fix it. I'm just pointing out that maybe the nail is causing...
You always do this. You always try to fix things when what I really need is for you to just listen.
See, I don't think that is what you need. I think what you need is to get the nail
out. See, you're not even listening now.
Okay, fine. I will listen. Fine.
It's just... sometimes it's like there's this achy... I don't know what it is. And I'm not sleeping very well at all. And all my sweaters are snagged. I mean, all of them.
Okay, so...
Her sweaters are snagged.
You have to see the video. This woman has a nail in her forehead. That's part of the premise here. She has a nail in her forehead. Did I send this to you, or did you get this someplace else? Because I remember when I first saw it. I don't remember what I think I may have sent it to you, but you probably have seen it somewhere else because it's making the rounds. It is very much a part of what we all know and love about most relationships. People laugh often at the what seems to be almost a cliche, mm-hmm. right? Women want to be heard, men want to fix the
problem.
Want to
offer you suggestions, yes.
Right, exactly. I'm like that, although I'm the quintessential fixer, I'm told by some who are close to me. I want to fix the problem, I want to fix people, and you can't. If people have to be willing, unless if they're willing, that's swell. Oftentimes, nothing can be done other than to just listen, but you got to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that some people that I know and love are listening to that. It's just, you know, I'm not about trying to create stuff, but sometimes you just can't speak as quickly as perhaps the fire comes from the other side of the range. And so you just kind of have to call a time out. And you can't do that unless both parties are willing to just have a time out. But this is there's going to be a smile on your face when you watch this video of the day. So you can check it out at DougStephan.com.
Peter Fonda and the Uncivil War. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Always respected the actor. Still do. But I don't want to see politics tear our community apart.
Marty has.
It's your Democrats who rent this country asunder. They've split the union in two just so they could keep black men in bondage.
Peter Fonda is an upstate New York blacksmith who supports the union cause, and Billy Campbell is a farmer who's not so sure in Copperhead, a new drama from director Ronald Maxwell. Maxwell is the man who staged the two biggest Civil War movies ever made, Gettysburg and Gods and Generals. But Copperhead is a much more intimate story about a little-known aspect of the Civil War. In the North were pockets of people who didn't think keeping the South was worth all the bloodshed. They were called Copperheads, and for speaking their minds, they risked their livelihoods, their property, and even their lives. Peter Fonda told me he loved the idea of telling the story of the Civil War away from the scenes of military conflict.
When Ron Maxwell asked me if I would like to play this role, I jumped at it because I liked especially the fact that we were not showing battles in the war. We showed the results in the community and how at this particular point of our history, it divided our community.
We got a serpent in our own backyard here. Abner Beach is a copperhead, and the copperhead is a snake.
We're there in our little community, and we're not touched by the war. We were touched by the politics of the war. The youth we send out, and isn't this the way it always works? The youth that we send out to fight for our idiocies bear the brunt, take the bullet, take the IED now. And it hasn't changed. We're still studying war. So I really liked that part of the story that Ron had.
Copperhead, starring Peter Fonda and Billy Campbell, is in theaters and
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3333. 663 freezedryguy.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Yours, Doug Steffens, good day, courtesy in the morning, in the evening, we're on all over the place, all the time, 24 hours a day, all Doug, all the time. In certain circumstances, you can certainly download all of the 6 hours, pretty much as soon. How long does it take after the hour is over, Michael, to get the download, or Kenny, up on the website?
I think it's usually up there in like 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, hello, let me think about this. It's an automatic. I should know the answer to this myself because it's my website, but I don't always follow that stuff. But I think, yeah, it's pretty much an instantaneous sort of thing. So if you listen to 1 hour, let's say you're listening to hour number one, and you're coming home from work and you want to listen to hour number three, you can download it lickety-split and get to it and find out what has been going on here in our alleged minds. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horan, Michael Fortier at the controls in our studio in Washington. Dr. Joy Brown is going to help us understand the meaning of today's video of the day in a few minutes and solve a couple of other problems, I hope, for us as well. Meanwhile, President Obama says that he will not, not send U.S. jets to intercept Mr. Snowden if he travels in an airplane over U.S. airspace.
Wow.
Which seems to me to be a prudent way of handling this because it's pretty much out of control now anyway. Has anybody really today figured out where he is?
I think he's at the airport? Dunkin' Donuts at the airport.
Is he really?
Yeah.
What do they call Dunkin' Donuts in Russia?
Da Donuts.
Da Donuts.
I think he's working there now.
Yeah. That's a good place for him probably to stay. Immigration in the front and center position. Voting in the Senate will take place today. Looks like 60 votes are, they need 60 votes. It looks like they got them, right, to secure passage of this overhaul of immigration laws. Not so sure in the House, though, I guess, at this point in time. 888-302-3684. Let's see here. The remains of a handyman who drowned in a trailer in New York City were found after Sandy. This was this past week or recently. So, how many people died in Sandy? Anybody know what the total is altogether?
I don't know offhand.
Imagine being sort of just in, you couldn't escape it, so you had to stay in the trailer and just
hunker down,
right. A couple of things for those of you who are traveling or expecting to travel into outer space. PayPal and two space travel groups are forming an investigative unit to find out what currency might be used if you go into outer space. How do you buy a cup of coffee in outer space? You use the dollar, use the pound. What are you going to use? I think this is probably the most important story of the day, isn't it?
Yes.
What do you use for currency?
In space.
How do you pay your bills in outer space?
In freeze-dried food, I think, is what happens.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And by the way, 285 people died in Hurricane Sandy.
Okay. Speaking of people dying, Mr. Gandolfini laid to rest today in New York City. All right, so that takes care of all of that. The consideration is usually huge, and today will be no exception. There'll be tons of people who will be there, some who really mean to be there, and others are just there because it's the place to be. That's a sad reality. Some people just feel like they have to go, have to be seen at something like that. They're so self-absorbed. I was thinking about that, and maybe we ought to talk to Joy. Yeah, let's do that. There are two things I want to bring to Joy Brown. One of them is a discussion of those who are self-absorbed. My generation is called the me generation, but I think pretty much all the generations from my generation to yours, Kenny and Jennifer, are all pretty self-absorbed. And I want to see if there's a way around that, or even if there's a way of recognizing it. I guess first you got to recognize that you are self-absorbed. So we'll find out how to deal with that. Plus men and women and how to deal with their issues. Coming right up here with Dr. Joy Brown on Good Day.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America, 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Dr. Joy Brown is here. She is a joy. I bet you there have been 100,000 people who have said that in introducing you over the years, right? So I'm nothing special.
Oh, you're, of course, adorable.
Oh, really? But not because I said you were a joy to be around.
Well, it's better than saying, I don't know. I mean, it's my name. What am I going to say?
You're a big boy. How did you name? We have a poll at DougSteffen.com today asking about names and how children got the name.
I can tell you how I got mine.
How'd you get yours?
When my parents were married, he said to my father, you're going to bring your... he said to my mother, you're going to bring your husband great joy, and I've always been grateful they didn't say breakfast in bed.
B&B Brown.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you decide to name your daughter?
I named my daughter because she was, first of all, if your last name is Brown, what are you going to do? I mean, I had to find something a little unusual.
Yeah,
and so she was the first child on either side to be born north of the Mason-Dixon line. So I gave her, when we lived in Boston, so I gave her a pilgrim name.
Really?
Yeah.
A pilgrim name.
Yeah, an old-fashioned name.
Ah, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of reasons people come up with their names. I want to talk about being self-absorbed. not necessarily referring to myself.
I didn't say a word.
I know. I got it.
Interesting the way she laughed right at that moment.
Very much. Yeah. All right. She knows me too well. That's the problem. Or she thinks she does. Anyway.
I just cleared my throat.
The next... you and I are in the same generation, although you were a little more senior to me than...
I don't think so.
I think you are. Anyway, the generation that we live in is called the me generation, thus the handle or the implication that we are self-absorbed. I believe that perception needs to be corrected because I think all generations, frankly, have become very self-absorbed, whether it's just an American... whether it's an American thing or whether it's an international thing. Latest issue of Newsweek magazine has a cover story about the me wedding, about how America is exporting this sort of bridezilla culture that you saw in that movie. People are much more self-absorbed. I think this is a headline here. It just seems to be that it's so tough now for... all of us to be on the other end of that behavior. We may be, but we don't want it from the other person. And if the other person is self-absorbed, how do you get anywhere? That may be the question. I don't suffer well with people like that, so I find them of no interest, and I tend to remove myself from those circumstances. I suppose the other side of it is to show interest in them. What's the best human relations way to deal with people who... are just so focused with themselves, on themselves?
Oh, so the question is how to deal with people who are self-absorbed. Talk about them, I guess. I'm not sure that I agree with you. I'm not sure. I think we were viewed as the me generation because we're the first generation basically not to go to war.
Yeah.
And sort of make the world safe for democracy.
But for purposes of this discussion, it made more sense for me to tell that story that way. You don't have to agree with me, but that's why. Yeah.
Why deal? I mean, look, I think everybody, to a certain extent, I mean, the question is not are we self-absorbed, are we concerned about ourselves, but to what extent and to the exclusion of other people. Can you give me an example so we can sort of deal with it?
Of being self-absorbed?
No, of trying to deal with somebody who's self-absorbed.
I can give you one.
Never mind.
Well, I was thinking of one that was extraordinarily personal, and I didn't really want to share it because I don't have any reason to embarrass the person on the other end.
Well, just don't tell me what their name is.
All right.
Just tell me the situation.
Well, the situation has to do with discussing an issue between two people who are involved in a relationship and having the one who normally is not self-absorbed at all, frankly, go down a path where she doesn't want to hear anything. And it's always, in this circumstance, whenever these things come up, it's always she's right and there's no room for another point of view. And that, to me, that so smacks of, I know that it goes deeper than that, but...
Yeah, I mean, look, I think in what we're talking about, let's just talk about the specific situation where you're arguing with somebody and you're trying to make them see your point of view. Okay.
I don't even make them see it. I just want to have them hear. It's kind of like the video of the day today. Let's just hear what is...
Well, but that's what I'm saying. They don't have to accept it, but to at least listen to it or be willing to be at least view it.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I think the way to do that is to say, okay, for a moment, let's assume that we're not dealing with right and wrong. We're trying to deal with a solution to a problem. We're just trying to figure out how we solve this. So it's not that you're right and that I'm wrong. Let's figure out, from your point of view, what you like. Tell me what you want here.
Mm-hmm.
And then from my point of view, I'll tell you what I like, what I'd want. And let's see if there's somewhere between those two things that both of us want, without having to worry about who's right or who's wrong, is there a solution? And because quite often people will defend a point just because they feel that somehow they'll be absorbed by the other person sometimes, that mm-hmm. we become our most rigid when we're probably feeling our most vulnerable mm-hmm. because we feel we're being attacked or that we don't have a defense.
Wow, that's very important. We become our most rigid
brittle.
We are at our most vulnerable state.
Yeah, when we feel perfectly happy and content and powerful, we're perfectly willing to listen. I mean, think about going into your boss's office and saying, I have a suggestion. I mean, your boss can fire you, so they're quite often willing to listen to your suggestion. When you're in the middle of an argument and you feel, if your boss comes to you and says, look, you've really made a mess of this, the likelihood of you arguing, I mean, you may defend yourself vigorously at that moment because you figure it's life or death, that if your boss is right, you're wrong, which means you're out of there. And quite often in an argument, if we're not careful, especially with people we really care about, that it seems like a fight to the death. It seems like if one of us is right, the other has to be wrong. and that means that we're not lovable and they're going to leave us, and all these kind of crazy emotional things bubble up. So instead of sort of continuing the fight, to say, okay, what if we assume that both of us have a point of view and we feel very strongly about it, but it doesn't have to be right or wrong. Tell me what I can do to make this okay for you, and I'll tell you what I can do to make it okay for you.
That's very reasonable.
It sounds so reasonable,
but yeah, when you get into the heat of battle, reason goes out the window.
Well, but it doesn't have to. You can do that.
But you got to have a starting point.
Well, the starting point is, do we want to go forward together?
And
if we do, then we have to find solutions that are not bloody. Mm-hmm. If we don't, then let's just walk away from each other. We don't have to worry about the bloodshed. So yeah, that's the starting point of, do we want to go forward together?
All right. That's terrific. But it may be at one point the other person says no, but they don't really mean it.
Well, but I think that you have to count that adults are not children, that they're not having temper tantrums.
Yeah, but some people are not. They're childlike.
Well, but if...
I'm in many ways very childlike.
Well, then you have to take a deep breath and understand that about yourself. And when you're about to say something really stupid, say, is it really worth what it's going to cost, to not only the cost on the other person of hurting them, but also the cost on myself of having now found myself in an indefensible position. Mm-hmm. So taking
it was a defensible position. Just we never got to the point of talking about it because the door was slammed.
Well, but, I mean, if you're telling me that you don't deal very well with...
What do you mean, we? Isn't this your friend that you're talking about?
No, I think it's a two-way street. It always is a two-way street. And it brings me... I do want to spend some time on the video of the day, which is more or less the same thing. In essence, a lady with a nail in her forehead is talking to her husband and wants to be heard. And the husband says the way to fix the problem is take the nail out of your forehead. It's really... You might want to post this. Or this would be a good conversation for your radio program later on today, Joy. I mean, you've talked about this, I'm sure, hundreds of times a year, but it really
nails
is.
Nails in your forehead?
There's a lady, if you go to DougStephan.com, look at the video. It's a way that men and women try to handle a problem differently. The woman says, hey, I want to talk to you about this. The guy says, the problem is you got a nail in your forehead. She says, no, I don't want to, that's not the problem. And just kind of highlights sort of what we're talking about
here.
Well,
and I think, but you've also said something else, is that men want to solve a problem, women want to talk about an issue.
Mm.
And that they're very different approaches.
But I think that's too pat also. Not all men, nor all women, want to have, I mean, generically speaking, men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
No, I don't buy that. I'm just saying that men have been sort of schooled and socialized into feeling talking about something is kind of a waste of time. You just solve the problem and move on.
Mm-hmm.
And women have been taught that that what we do is talk about things and find some compromise. And there can be an overlap between those approaches. I don't think men are from and women are from different planets at all. Mm-hmm. I think we're all carbon-based, oxygen-breathing life forms. But
yes,
I do think that we've been socialized into different styles
mm-hmm.
of dealing with one another.
So it's not genetic or it's not,
no.
It's not testosterone or estrogen.
It's, really
it's just
it's
the way we're...
Society,
it's,
yeah, but, yeah. But the good news about that is that we can alter it, and we can say that basic standpoint of, do we want to go forward or not?
Yeah,
and if we do, then let's figure out a solution, not figure out who's right or wrong.
Find solutions with Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Marsha had her grandmother's candy recipe and a dream to turn this tasty treat into a thriving business, and Web.com helped make her dream a reality. Marsha had her website professionally built for free by the experts at Web.com, and Web.com promoted it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
Web.com opened up the world, the nation. They're all my customers now.
Get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days. Free. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Cotty from Rocky getting us going into movie moments. You never would have expected to hear that on this part of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, would you? Huh?
Never.
Yes. Gonna Fly Now was from the first Rocky, and it was at this time, this is the same time Star Wars came out. I don't know how many people remember that. Star Wars, the first Star Wars and the first Rocky came out in that same month, Chuck, in 1977, right?
No, Rocky came out in 76. Solo was 77.
So how did this song not get to be number one until...
You were close, but about 12 months off.
Well, but why was it a year later that this song became number one? Why didn't it become number one when the movie was out?
The only thing I can think of in the 70s, movies played... I don't know which month. Rocky might have opened in December of 76.
All right, let's find out. Kenny, Ken Kessler, straighten us out on this, will you, please? Because you're the one who...
It did. Rocky got nationally released in December. And as with a lot of movies, the song, it just takes it a while to catch on and for people to buy it.
Funny, because so I remember them shirts being at the same time. But I'm glad you corrected
Ken,
all that.
Ken is right. In the 70s, movies played for a very long time when they were hits. They could play for a full year in theaters. So they probably played at the same time. Events caught up to each other.
Yeah, all right. So that's the point. Things have changed so radically because of technology and the availability of some of the stuff almost instantly when it comes out. It's on a DVD or you can get it on HBO or whatever. So, all right, got that piece put together. Chuck Curry is here. He's our movie man. We do movie music, movie moments, and also movie news. We have a contest which features an actor that is turning 38 today. He was a good deal younger when he started this particular craze that has been duplicated three or four times in the form of sequels. Let's see if we can figure out what the movie is by listening to three audio excerpts from the movie. If you know what it is, you'll call us at 888-302-3684. Hopefully we'll find somebody who's not won before to give them a swell prize. Here's the first clue.
You do too much.
You're not Superman, you know.
Got it? Somebody's gonna get it already. Got it. Next clue.
You're changing. I know. I went through exactly the same thing at your age.
No, not exactly.
888-302-3684. Chuck, you got that, right?
I think I have it, yeah.
Yeah. Jennifer, you got it?
Yes.
All right, last clue.
Whatever life holds in store for me, I will never forget these words.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Right. And stickiness. 888-302-3684. We'll give you that, or you'll give that to us. And Chuck has some movie news for you right after this on Good Day.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game.
That's one!
Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
with a New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it.
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Jackpot.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Are you ready to get away this summer? Then stay at America's Best Value Inn, and you might find yourself playing in Las Vegas. Join our Value Club for the chance to win monthly travel prizes or the grand prize, a four-night VIP stay at the D Las Vegas, a Lexington Legacy Hotel on famous Fremont Street. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com and get away, stay, and play this summer.
All right, let's get to Chuck with movie news.
All right, Doug, according to everything I hear, White House Down, which opens tonight, starring Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx, will play like gangbusters to general audiences. It's tested to great in preview screenings. Reviews are somewhat split, but I have a feeling this is going to be a crowd favorite.
This is really sort of his first real strong sort of open. He and Jamie Foxx both probably could open a movie individually, but together. Interesting, he has top billing over Jamie Foxx. You find that interesting?
No, I know I don't. I mean, if you look at his career, Channing Tatum, you know, if somebody said 2 years ago that he would be a major, major player in the business,
yeah,
I would have said, I don't think so. But yeah, he has emerged as a big star.
Yeah.
And just about everything he touches turns into box office gold. So, yeah, good for him.
Yep.
One other bit of news, the fourth entry in the Jurassic Park series now will open in summer 2015, not summer 2014. Universal Pictures and producers need more time to get the script in order, which is probably good. I'd rather see a good product.
By the dinosaurs don't learn their lines easily?
No, they do not. That's what I hear. I
understand. All right, Sunshine.
Typical, they're divas.
Is dinosaur diva. Sunshine's in Mount Vernon, Ohio, WMBO. Hi.
Hi.
What's the name of the movie?
Spider-Man.
That is correct. Tobey Maguire is 38 today. You will get a swell prize, Sunshine. So be smiling when Michael talks to you in just a moment. Chuck Curry back tomorrow.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.